on Zima Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So what's all this big news about buying from overseas sites?
Okay, well, it's got to do with how many times you'd going to be doing that in a given year. Oh. So let me just set the scene a little bit. E-commerce is exploding in South Africa, and many people, having had good experiences with local sites such as Takealot, mm-hmm. are sampling the delights of overseas-based retail sites now. Some have ordered what they thought was a bargain, though, only to be told by a local courier that they can only release the goods on payment of a hefty delivery fee and customs duty. So it does pay to do your homework on the extra costs before you click on go and do mm-hmm. the deal. So sites such as Amazon, which offer delivered duty paid terms with all costs inclusive of delivery duties, taxes, clearance, etc., all payable up front at checkout on their site. Mm-hmm. Those are great for South Africans because they avoid the shock costs.
Okay.
You don't want to end up paying double what you thought you were going to.
Okay.
So Mark Hibbert is among those who enjoys buying goods from international sites, and he plays it safe by sticking with the biggies such as Amazon and Alibaba.
Mm-hmm.
But he and others who have had it all figured out when it comes to buying from these international e-commerce sites have recently come across a new obstacle. So mm-hmm. right now, Mark has two packages, both personal use items, stuck in customs in Cape Town. And when he contacted the couriers, UPS and Aramex respectively, he was told that because he's bought more than three items into South Africa this year, where we are in August,
mm-hmm.
he has to go to SARS and apply for an importer's code.
What?
Okay.
So when item number four
in any given year, yeah.
arrives in the country addressed to you, it's red flagged by SARS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
And that is a very low ceiling, it seems to me, and out of sync with the rapid growth in e-commerce, because, I mean, I think it's perfectly conceivable for somebody to buy more than three items.
Yeah, you buy more than three birthday presents a year.
Whatever, exactly.
Mm.
And Mark, for one, is highly annoyed about this new red tape. Yeah.
I pay my import duties against my ID, so what's the problem? Why do I need an import code? I'm an individual consumer just buying stuff for me and not an import company. It just doesn't make sense.
So literally, if I bring in four products...
It's most likely to be a sports shirt in your
correct,
case.
Correct, correct.
Yes.
I've got a Crystal Palace jersey coming.
The next one.
So if I get four, if I buy four things online...
The fourth one, you have to go
I
now.
Can tell people I'm an import expert.
Well, if you want to go through that schlep, yeah. That's the way it works. I mean, Mark was a bit incredulous, so I went to SARS and their media office confirmed it for me. They said, please note that. Please mm-hmm. note that. Companies don't really need to say, please note that.
Yeah.
Please note that if a person brings goods into the country more than three times a year, irrespective of whether it's for personal use or not,
mm-hmm.
they will indeed have to apply for an importer's code.
Really?
That's in a calendar year. And this is provided for in the Customs and Excise Act.
When did this come about?
Okay, well, the Act is dated May 2013, but Mark said a SARS import-export rep he spoke to said it was implemented only in April this year.
So, I understand.
Yeah, and
so you get the importer's code. What does that entail?
It entails a lot of red tape, huge amount of red tape.
Okay, give me an idea.
Okay, I'll break it down for you in a bit.
Oh,
don't go away.
All right, so more on the other side of the red tape in 9 minutes.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So, Wendy, if you buy more than three items online from overseas retail sites in a calendar year, you need to get yourself an importer's code for items four and onwards.
Yes.
Otherwise, it will be detained by customs until you do.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, my God.
And getting that importer's code, as we said a few minutes ago, appears to be a schlep of note. So Mark Hibbert of Cape Town took time off work to get himself that import code or importer's code because without it, he can't get his two parcels, which are at customs.
Mm-hmm.
And while he did find a company who was willing to do the schlep work for him, they wanted to be paid 1,600 rand. So he said, no, thank you. So Mark.
For the application, you'll need a completed DA-185 form, a certified copy of your ID card, front and back, proof of address like a utility bill, a recent tax clearance certificate, a stamped letter of good standing or bank statement from your bank, and a consent letter or affidavit confirming all the information is true.
Why don't they just ask for a urine sample and a follicle of your hair as well?
For people who are adverse to red tape like me, that's just like, oh no, okay. No. I just won't buy more than three things from an international site.
You anyway. Must really want to buy more than three things a year from a foreign website in order to justify going through all of that.
Exactly. And Mike said it took him 4 hours alone just to get his tax clearance certificate because of lack of information or something. So be warned, if you do want to avoid having to go to the import code route with those seven things or whatever it is, make sure you don't order more than three items from foreign-based websites in a calendar year.
And also the three. I'm having a problem with the three. Like, maybe it would be more reasonable if it was like 12 items or 20.
But
it seems like a very low limit.
SARS has decided that if you order more than three items a year from an international site, then you are an importer. And that just is very much for me out of sync with the fact that we're living in a global marketplace now and people are buying with their fingertips and their pajamas at night from wherever they want to. They're paying their tax. This is not about avoiding paying your dues. Mm. This is just about unnecessary red tape, as far as I'm concerned, for more than three. It does seem a bit out of sync. But thanks to Mark for spreading the word. Here he is.
So ultimately, SARS has done a really bad job in informing the public of this particular requirement, and we've kind of had to find out by chance. So I just thought I'd let everybody know.
You know, Kerry, you buy a hell of a lot of stuff online. She's one of these impulse purchasers. She'll be sitting at you in the show and go, oh my word, they have a pink and silver unicorn phone cover.
Such a cliche.
She literally bought that.
I say nothing.
Yeah. And also there's another site called Wish that I've bought and they send everything separately. So even if you buy one time, but four items, they send all four because they come from different places. So I mean, I would need an importer's license yesterday.
The other thing about Wish is that you probably discovered you have to pay a clearance fee to the post office on each
25
item.
Rand each time.
Or 50 depending on the size of the thing. So that's another, whereas if you're buying from, say, Amazon or some of the others that include all of that, so a lot of people have complained to me about Wish, actually. It's not Wish's fault, but they didn't realize that they're going to have to pay that to the post office. So all these things to know, but yes, we're going to have somebody with an importer's code in our midst fairly soon,
I'm not.
Imagine how you'll feel when you go to your rich friend's house and you say, I'm in import export. Imagine how you'll feel.
But hold on, can I ask something, Wendy? If like my dad's got an importer's code, can I use his?
Well, gosh, it would have to be your ID number and all your details. You heard the list from Mark there. All that would be attached to your own code.
But you just give your dad the money and make him.
Well, let's not.
We're not going there.
Is that legal?
I'm not going to go live on air.
We're running out of time. We'll have to do that at a later stage. If you want to get a hold of Wendy for anything, the best way to do it is to find her on Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. You can leave messages there. There's even a link to how you can send her emails and you can engage with her directly there. Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.